Right now, 6:19 on the ticket on this Thursday morning. Time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A Number One Air.
Love stories like these. The U.S. Navy and the Coast Guard participated in an operation on Tuesday to rescue three mariners.
Seattle.
Stranded on a tiny Pacific Ocean islet. So an islet is different than an island. I guess it's smaller.
Big water, ocean water.
They were stranded there for more than a week. And they spelled out help using palm fronds laid on the white sandy beach there.
Just like in a movie.
Yes. They had been planning to fish the waters around this area. It's part of Micronesia. And Micronesia is a very odd place because it's the federated states of Micronesia between the Philippines and Hawaii, made up of 600 islands that are scattered across 2.5 million square miles of ocean.
Wow.
How do you govern something like that? Like, does the president of Micronesia have to visit every one of those 600 islands?
No.
To campaign? Do they campaign for a full year and a half like we do here in America to run for president? So these guys washed up on this island after their boat became disabled in a swell or swale. Which one of those, George, is proper here? What's the difference in a swale and swell?
It's a swale?
Swale, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's spelled S-W-E-L-L here.
Yeah, but they always say swale, I think.
So they washed up on this 31-acre island. So not very big. So 31 acres has got to provide for three men, and they don't know how long this is going to last. Now, fortunately, they were rescued after a week. But they survived on crab meat. I'm sorry, not crab meat, coconut meat.
Meat!
That's always weird to me when you describe it as meat. Coconut meat.
Yeah.
And there was a well that was on the island, an old leftover well.
Wow, lucky for them.
Yeah. And they were rescued, and one of the rescuers spoke their language, which is a language is not used very much. So they were very surprised by one of the Coast Guard rescuers was a Micronesian Nak. And he spoke their language, and then they asked his name. The guy gives his name, and it turns out that one of the guys was the third cousin of the rescuer.
Oh, wow.
So it was kind of an unexpected family reunion as well. So if you get stranded on a desert island or deserted island?
It's probably deserted.
But even if it's never had anyone live on it, is it deserted?
Desert doesn't make as much sense, though.
Particularly when it's a tropical island.
Yeah.
You can't call it a desert island, but yet, didn't we used to call it desert islands?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if it was a dessert island and they just had nothing but desserts there?
Oh, my gosh.
All the whipped cream you want.
I would go out there and whoever had been stranded there before and put help in palm fronds, I would put no help. I would put no in front of it because I'm in heaven. Nothing but dessert.
All the desserts you want.
Yes.
The third option is uninhabited island.
There you go. That covers it all.
Yeah.
So if you do find yourself stranded there, and this is something that a lot of guys spend a lot of time thinking about.
I think a lot of guys do.
You don't think so?
I think
it's more of a girl thing?
No, it's a guy thing, but I would say I don't think as many guys think about it as you do.
I spend probably 20 minutes a day thinking about it.
Yeah.
I spend three minutes a year, maybe.
In case it happens to you, you have to have your plan ready.
The only time I think about it is when you guys bring it up.
You're not interested in movies when someone's stranded on the island?
Not really.
Seeing how you loved Lost. That was great. That was right up this alley.
It was right up this alley.
TV series.
Yeah, I know it was a TV series.
What about T. Hanks in Castaway?
That was great.
See?
Okay. That was a TV show.
Okay. You've named one TV show and one movie, and there's been 1 billion of both.
Gilligan's Island. Yes, because people love them.
Gilligan's Island was really frustrating.
You didn't enjoy it?
No. Even as a kid, I got frustrated with it because they could have left that island about 80 different ways. And somehow it just all got messed up in the end.
Yes, because they had to have another episode. You're wanting him to get off the island like in episode 3? What kind of series is that? So what should you do if you do land on an uninhabited island? I have the list here. And all of the lists, all the lists start off with the same thing. What do you think number one is on all the lists?
Shelter.
No.
Water.
No. Stay calm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't freak out. You need to think rationally. And you don't need to, oh my gosh, oh God, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I can't even. That's the big worry, right? If you get stranded with someone.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got to do what the marriage counselor says and let her go through her process of, you know, she needs to talk about all the problems, but don't solve them. Don't solve any of her problems for her. She just got to go through
she's
and experience
mention
them.
What they are.
Yeah, she got to say what they are. And, well, I'm worried that we won't get fresh water and everything. Well, we should go over there and get it. Don't stop trying to solve my problem. Okay? I want to talk about it a little bit first.
Talk through this.
Okay, but we need to get going here because we can't stay out in the sun. Just let me do my process. Yeah, stay calm is the first thing you should do. Also, you need to start assessing your area. Look for animal tracks, potential predator prints, and paw prints and stuff like that.
What if
paw
you see
prints
some huge
sound a little childish to me.
Yes.
Huge paw prints.
Then, yes, safety is the thing that you got to assess first. The predators on the island, what you got to watch out for, all of that. Third is water. Fresh, drinkable water.
Find out how many restaurants are on the island first.
Yeah. Ask a local how many restaurants they have on the island, on the uninhabited island. So where do you go for water on an uninhabited island?
You find those tropical plants that have giant leaves, and the water gathers on them, and then you drink it.
Oh. Boy, that I didn't was, need the visual of you.
That was gross.
Holding your hands up to your mouth and slurping them.
Yeah, I would get one of those big leaves and wait for tropical rain. You're going to get rain on every afternoon, right?
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. But also, you need to listen for a stream, perhaps. And the further inland you go, the more chances you have of it being drinkable fresh water.
And being bitten by a snake.
Yeah, that's part of the, when you're doing your shelter, you got to sleep up off the ground for a couple reasons. One is heat transfer. You don't want to be directly on the ground. And the other thing is you don't want to be on the ground where snakes are slithering and spiders and whatnot. Not that they can't get in your bed with you, but you reduce your risk if you're up off the ground.
And then construct a sleep comfort bed.
That's out of sticks. Yeah, you need a sleep number bed out of sticks. That's the thing that you'll learn watching Alone and Naked and Afraid and things like that, is you have to start doing something that I think that we are so unaccustomed to doing, which is calculating, is the energy expenditure worth the calories that you're burning off your body?
Right.
And a lot of people think that, oh, it's just a matter of will. I mean, I'm determined. I'm going to survive. So I'm going to really work myself to death on these first few days. And everything. You know, you got to slow and steady wins the race on this stuff, because there is an equation that's going on. The amount of calories you consume versus the ones you put out. And you only have so much that you're carrying on your body.
Seems like the people in Alone who construct those log cabins and they're chopping down trees and they run out of energy so quickly. They've got a great shelter, but they don't have energy to go find food.
Yeah, right.
They got nothing.
Yeah, you've got to budget your energy. Where are you budgeting your energy? Yeah, there are some people on a loan that would build these kick-ass log cabins and then lay in them and waste away.
Yeah.
So water's number three, then shelter. And you should try to find a place that's a natural shelter if you can.
Like a cave.
Yeah, a cave.
Or a hotel.
Right. Yeah. And you also need to not, if you're up under a big tree, you got to watch out for widowmakers.
That's right.
You know what those are, George?
Hmm.
See, he's not going to survive. He doesn't know what widowmakers are.
You watch Alone. They talk about widowmakers all the time.
Spiders? I don't know. What?
No. It's the branches that are hanging down, possible dead branches that could fall on you while you're up under a show. That's the thing. You're up under something, right. So you got to know, well, can this thing fall down on me?
Yeah.
Is there anything up there that could knife me through the heart while I'm sleeping?
Look for a well-constructed patio to sleep under.
What? No. No.
What?
And then, finally, after shelter is food. Food falls that far down on the list.
Wow.
And then after you do that is when you should focus on getting your message out, your rescue. You should start like an Instagram account or something that's about you needing to be rescued.
I think that help sign needs to be flown
number
early.
One.
Yeah.
Because what if you're doing all that other stuff and then that's when the plane flies over?
That's what I was going to say. I would do that first. I'd spell out help first.
Wrong.
Then go find everything.
But people may not be missing you just yet. If you do the help thing right up front, then you've wasted that energy and effort and hydration on making the big help sign.
They may not be looking for you, but there may be a plane that happens to fly overhead and you're not going to see another one for 3 months.
Right.
And as you're looking for water and you look up and see that plane, you're going to be like, damn it.
So you disagree with the survivalists
I get my
experts
help. Yes.
List.
I get my resume out there early.
Yep.
But I'm looking for help.
Yes. Should you just put, like, use stones to make a QR code?
Yeah.
That's a link to your resume.
Yes.
I would take those stones and I would spell out my email address so that people can contact me that way.
What a waste of a message to people. Your email address.
At George Dunham on send enchiladas and air conditioning.
I would put, that's a lot of letters.
I know.
Tom Gribble 1310.
I'm going to start
using
early.
Up a lot of stones.
Oh, and beyond that, I'm stranded here.
Right.
I'd put help. I need someone. Help. Not just anyone. Help. I need someone. Help!
And wow, real long. A big Beatles fan down there.
Really wrap around the whole island, that message.
I wonder if Paul owns that island. Look at that. That's cool.
And that's what you do. Now, sex is way far down on the list here.
It's got to be.
It's like 22nd on the list is finding a mate.
It's not even on there.
I just don't see how people... How would people do that in those circumstances?
They wouldn't.
No.
Can you imagine how gross the human body gets?
You just, at that point, you're only dating yourself.
What about on Naked and Afraid? Do those people ever get together?
They say it's only happened, I think, one or two times. And it's got to be a day one thing, I think.
Yeah.
Because you don't want any part of someone that you really need to hose off first.
Someone has ant bite leg,
Yeah, and they got cow ass. You know when you see those cattle out there in the field?
It's all caked up.
Yeah. All right. On that note, let's wrap up the ODEC 633 on the ticket.